Blog Talk Hello. Radio.
Hello, welcome everyone to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Job, the presenter of tonight's broadcast, which is hosted by Philip Finga Ajistafe. We would like to apologize for the inconvenience for today's broadcasting schedule due to daylight savings time change. The error has been corrected. Our next broadcast on April 1st will be on time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as scheduled.
Hey, let me hear what you're on the program here, okay?
Tonight's discussion is on In the Grip of Fear. Today's speaker is Pastor John Olukani. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless his ministry. Thank you.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, bless your name, for this evening again that you are giving unto us. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity we have got even to come and to fellowship together. Lord, we ask you that at this moment, you will take preeminence in all that we are going to do today. Father, have your way and give us the understanding of your words in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, our Heavenly Father. In Jesus' precious name, we are prayed. Amen. Good evening, everyone. Once again, welcome to this broadcast, and we thank God for this opportunity to fellowship together again. Today's topic that has been given to us is In the Grip of Fear. I read from the book of Exodus, chapter 14, verse 9 to 10. Exodus 14, verse 9 to 10. But the Egyptians pursued after them all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them, encamping by the sea, beside Pihahiroth, before Baal-Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were so afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. Where we have read now, we know what happened to the Israelites when Pharaoh and his host were pursuing them after they had been able to pass through Red Sea. They experienced grip of fear. They experienced grip of fear. What is this grip of fear we are talking about? Human beings, we are naturally endowed with all kinds of emotions. We feel sad. We feel joyful. We feel disgust. We feel peaceful. And sometimes we feel angry. Fear, like other negative emotions, is an emotion of choice in us as humans. The question now is, what is fear? Why does it creep into us when we are in doubt? And why does it disappear in awareness? Should we fear things at all? And how can we dispel fear? Human biology has some answers. Biologically, all life is designed primarily for survival. In the course of evolution, the lower brain or the limbic system emerged first. The amygdala in the limbic system is the seat of fear. It is responsible for the flight or fight response. All creatures, great and small, have this natural brain function. However, What makes us human different to other forms of animal is that we also have a very well-developed frontal cortex. And what does this do? The frontal cortex that we are all endowed with is what we use to express our awareness. It's what we use to express our love. It's what we use to express even our fear. It's what we use to express our joy. Grip of fear. What does that mean for trust? Grip of fear is referring to how fear can have impact in the life of man. Most of the time, fear can have positive impact, and it may have positive impact. What really brought about grip of fear? Fear comes naturally and effortlessly, which may be as a result of what is happening around us or what is about to happen. The example of the scripture that we have just read, as soon as the Israelites realized that Pharaoh are coming behind them, they have almost caught up with them. They were very, very fearful. They have that grip of fear. That is a circumstance that was happening around them. When something is about to happen to us, we are about to have that grip of fear. For many of us who have been on the plane, whenever we are already in the air and we are moving on, and the pilot announced that we are about to enter into some turbulence, we all know how fear grips us. For many of us who can pray, we begin to say, in the name of Jesus. That is, we are using the name to calm down our grip of fear. For many of us who have experienced one accident or the other, and God has delivered us, when that accident was probably happened or when it was about to happen, we always experience that grip of fear. That shows that grip of fear, it does not have any effort on, it does not have to struggle before it grips any man. It can grip any man at any point in time, considering what is happening around us or what is likely to happen around us. We are going to look at three or four main parts of this grip of fear in relation to the Word of God. In the beginning of creation, God created Adam and Eve, and they were made to have good time with God. But later, there was a grip of fear as a result of sin in their life. According to the book of Genesis chapter 3, Genesis chapter 3 verse 9 to 10, "And the Lord called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? Verse 10, And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid. I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." What happened there revealed to us that as soon as Adam committed sin, he experienced grip of fear. He could not stand the presence of God again. He could not stand the majesty of God again. He could not stand the fellowship of God again because of the grip of fear, because he committed sin. We all know the sin that he committed. God commanded them, both Adam and Eve, what they have to do. The tree they should not eat. The tree they should eat. But Satan used his cunning way and he deceived them. And they committed the sin that God asked them not to commit. And as soon as that happened, they experienced the grip of fear. They experienced the power of fear. They experienced the dominance of fear upon their life. So that instead of them enjoying the fellowship of God, what happened to them? They could not stand the presence of God again. Adam said, I heard your voice, and I hid myself because I was naked. And God asked him, how did you know that you are naked? Then he started declaring, he started talking to God. What really happened? What happened? The woman that you are giving unto me was the one that lured me into sin. And from then on, God sent them out of the Garden of Eden. And that is what is happening to every one of us today. Whenever anybody sins, sin will bring grief or fear into every human. Every man, whosoever commits sin, the Bible says he shall die. But today, to the glory of God, God has given us another opportunity. God has given us another chance that if we sin, when we confess our sin, our God is able to forgive us. He's able to forgive such person. According to Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confess and forsake them shall have mercy. And that is what God is expecting from every one of us. There is always a need for us to confess our sin. There is always a need for us even to go before the Lord and tell him whatever we have done wrong. If not, we shall be living in the grip of fear. It is not the will of God for us to live in the grip of fear. And I pray God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. There are tens, number two, there are tens or hundreds types of fear. And there are several therapeutic solutions out there which cannot be totally exhausted. There is fear of failure. There is fear of tomorrow. There is fear of uncertainty. There is fear of abandonment. There is fear of rejection. Even there are some people, they cannot climb heights. They will tell you they have phobia for heights. There is fear of heights. There is fear of different intensity. Fear sometimes has resulted to panic attack with some people. Now you can see the havoc that fear can bring into the life of man. Now we can see the destruction that fear can bring into the life of man. Now, as we move towards the end of this message, the Lord needs us to meditate upon something very, very important. And that is, how can we overcome the grip of fear? How can we overcome the grip of fear? In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, we were told that for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of sound mind. Paul gave this scripture to Timothy so as to stir up his spiritual gift, to testify for Jesus Christ. Satan does not want you to use your spiritual gift. He wants you to be silent and not talk about Jesus. Satan has succeeded in stopping some Christians today in moving forward from their callings. Are you there today? Maybe you're having the grip of fear. You cannot continue with the call of God in your life. Maybe you are confronted with grip of fear. That project, you cannot continue in it because you have the fear of failure. You don't want to start something and you will not be able to complete it. Maybe devil has threatened some people that you cannot make it in life. Grip of fear is everywhere. Fear outside there, fear inside. Some people are running from one place to the other. They are looking for security. They are very fearful of evil things that will befall them. Some people have some power they depend upon, some powers of darkness, some security, in order for them to be able to overcome their grip of fear. But today, God is telling you, he has a final solution for any kind of grip of fear for your life. He has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, but of love and of sound mind. God wants every one of us to develop a sound mind. In the book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, the Bible says that perfect love casts out fear. The more we appreciate the perfect love of Christ in our life, the less the grip of fear will be able to have any dominion over us. Because Jesus loves us. He loves us more than we love ourselves. And that is why we cannot allow any grip of fear to dominate us. Paul gave this scripture to Timothy, right in the midst of telling him to stir up his spiritual gift, to testify for Jesus Christ, and to share with Paul in suffering of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus loves us, and we must love him back by doing his will, by perfecting his will, by making ourselves available to him. Satan doesn't want you to use your spiritual gift. He doesn't want you to talk about Jesus. And he wants you to be afraid of the suffering that you may probably experience or suffer. Looking around at many Christians, it seems Satan has succeeded in stopping them from moving forward, probably by means of evil power, or probably by means of any occultic power. But today, you have the power of our Lord Jesus Christ that can set you free, that can give you the freedom that you desire, that can help you to move to the next level of your life. We need the genuine knowledge of God to be delivered from the spirit of fear. Do you know that fear can stop people, not only in the area of witnessing, but in the area of using their spiritual gifts? There is out there the fear of rejection, which has hindered many people from beginning wonderful relationships, from beginning wonderful things in the law, from beginning wonderful projects in their life. The fear of rejection have already hindered many people. What about the fear of failure, which has led many back from beginning wonderful enterprises? Maybe there is that particular trade you want to start in your life. There is that particular business you want to lay your hands upon. You want to start that wonderful enterprises, but you are very fearful all the time. The fear of death has paralyzed and tormented many. There are many other kinds of fear. But tonight, God is assuring us that he has not given us a spirit of fear. But unfortunately, many Christians have received a spirit of fear at some time in their life. They receive what the devil was handling out to them. Many a times, they receive it before they became Christians, and they have not known God well enough to get rid of it since that time. One thing is very clear. No Christians received a spirit of fear from God. In fact, the Bible has told us, just as I've read earlier on, that perfect love casts out fear. So that the more we love Jesus, the more we love him, the more our fear will disappear. Now, there was a particular story of a man who was robbing a bank. As he was robbing a bank, he robbed the bank, he carted out a lot of money, and he was about to run away. All of a sudden, a woman just showed up to him and tell him to put down the money and put down his gun and give everything up. Now, this man did what this woman said. He left everything and he ran away. What gave this woman such tremendous courage was that this woman was the man's mother, and her love for the son overcame that sense of fear. Because it's his son, it's her son. She did not fear to tell him the right thing to do. He told him, leave the gun, leave the money, because I'm the one that gave back to you. We are all children of God, as many as possible, who have God in their mind. God is able to guide them. He is able to command them. He is able to make fear to disappear around them. Sometimes fear tends to attract evil upon Christians. just as faith tends to attract goodness and blessing of God to us. Therefore, in order for us to be out of the grip of fear, we need to allow the love of God to dominate our life. Anytime we allow fear in our life, we are reversing our faith. We are not supposed to reverse our faith in the Lord. We are not supposed to reverse our faith in the Lord. According to the book of Hebrews chapter 11, he gave us an assurance there that we have to know that God is our God. He said, but without faith, verse 6 of Hebrews chapter 11, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. When we allow fear in our life, our faith will not grow. Our faith will go in reverse. It is not the will of God for us that our faith should go in reverse. We need to continue moving on in the Lord without allowing the grip of fear to have dominance upon our life. This night, God is talking to us again. When we are talking about the tormenting of fear, this fear we are talking about, the grip of fear, is of the devil. It's of the devil. Devil is the author of fear. There are a number of effective remedies for fear. Some people will say, what did you fear most? What is something that you fear most? Do the thing you fear most. And the death of fear is certain. This is good advice when it comes to things like public speaking. Sometimes some people cannot speak in the public because they are afraid. Brethren, all these different kinds of fear, they might have adverse effects in the life of every man. But Jesus is telling us tonight that we should not fear. In the book of Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, Jesus Christ said, I will never leave you, nor forsake you. If we are aware of the presence of Jesus with us, we really can't be swallowed up or dominated by the grip of fear. Fear cannot control us. Ultimately, it must be driven out in all its forms. I pray that God who has called us will give us the grace and the power to overcome fear in our life, in the mighty name of Jesus. This perfect love that we have in Jesus is able to help us to overcome fear. God is love, and the Spirit of God will drive out every spirit of fear in us. Every day, let us make room for God in our life. Every day, let us make room for God in our life through our prayer, through meditation in the Word of God, through verbally praising the Lord. Let our mouth open widely in praising the Lord and in speaking of His goodness. When we are doing this, fear will disappear. Psalm 27 verse 1, who it says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Who shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? In this psalm that we have read, David was conscious of the Lord's presence with him. And because he knew God, David did not walk in fear. To have the full consciousness of the presence of the Lord with us, in these days of uncertainty, in these days that is dominated with fear, I believe that we must be baptized in the power of the Holy Spirit and speak with another tongue. And when we do that on a daily basis, fear will disappear. May the Lord bless His words in our heart, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Bless your name. Tonight, because you love us so much, you have given us your word tonight. You have given us the secrets of what you want to do so that we will be able to overcome our fear. Heavenly Father, we ask you, as you have promised us, that you have not given us spirit of fear, but of love, but of sound mind. Lord, we pray. We need that sound mind in our life today, in everything that we shall do, in all our endeavors. Help us, O Lord, to overcome every form of fear in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.
I want to thank our listener, especially the speaker of today, for such an enjoyable and inspirational discussion. Please be sure to tune in on April 4th, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as scheduled. Thank you, and God bless you all. It is well. Bye.